I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. May is Mental Health Awareness Month in the U.S. It's a perfect time to talk with Set Free Ministries about mental health, suicide, and what you can do to help. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 129 people take their life every day. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says there's a spiritual aspect of suicide that's often ignored.
For those contemplating suicide, I would say there's hope. Just know there's hope. I heard that from a man who had cut himself 25 times. He was declared paranoid schizophrenic. I reached out to him at a restaurant. And what he said after that is all I brought him was a little bit of hope and then reconnected him with God.
Visit missionnews.org to learn more about Set Free Ministries and the services they provide. And headlines from Muslim-majority countries serve a dual purpose this month. One, to inform. Two, each headline is a call to action. PrayerCast director Chris Ruge.
The more we know, the more we notice. As I learn more about what it means to be a Muslim, about what they're experiencing during Ramadan, about all these different facets of the Muslim world, as I learn more about that, I notice more things in the news that may have not caught my eye before. And now, rather than just seeing a headline, my heart is stirred, and instead of just reading a story, God leads me in prayer for the people who are involved in that story.
Please pray Muslims will encounter the one true God this month during Ramadan and find specific prayer needs in PrayerCast's Love Muslims video series at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting by Dr. Ken Canfield. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.